When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get up, get out of bed, cheer up. Cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the first hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And you can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country and or the world if they've got internet access. Best way to pick up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be www.marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website and bring up the links that you need to stream the show. And by the way, did you know you can find us on Facebook these days? Martha Norwalk's Animal World. Check it out. Give us a like while you're there. Appreciate that. And check out all the great stuff that posting now that I am learning how to do Facebook. Boy, I'm just posting everything I can find about animals. That a lot of great stuff. And I hope you check it out. And then I want to say right up front, so you know, we will be ending the show a half an hour early today due to sports. We'll find out in just a minute what that's all about. But we are actually 9 to 11:30 today. So if you're wanting to call in to get a free remote session with our wonderful best practitioner, Dr. Nels Rasmussen, you want to make sure that you get in earlier because we'll be seeing you later about 11:30. And as always, Animal World's production engineer, Mike Roberge, is here. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Martha. How are you?
I'm good. And what a beautiful morning it is
it
out there.
It is, and it was.
Yeah. You said a gorgeous sunrise. I'm not blessed with that because I live in the forest, but apparently we've got Dr. Nels Rasmussen in the studio, Dr. Nels, you come down from Darrington.
Yeah.
So Mike was raving about the sunrise this morning, and you said it was spectacular, too.
Sunrise over Mount Pilchuck as I was heading down. Really awesome.
All right. And Mike, you said both it was lit up both east and west on the mountain.
Yeah, well, it's getting lighter earlier now, which is nice. I like coming to work in the daytime. I hate coming to work
in the dark.
But boy, the hues of pink and orange were sort of shrouding the top of Mount Rainier, and the Cascades were all lit up. And then once I got here, as it got lighter, it shone on the Olympics. And the Olympics right now are just gorgeous. Lots of snow. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. What can I say?
It really is, and it's an unusually beautiful view this morning to the Olympics because the clouds are hanging over the top. The sun's coming, just breaking through the clouds down on the snow-covered mountains, which we haven't seen for so long, which is really, really wonderful. And Dr. Nels, you report the same stunning view over Mount Pilchuck. Huh?
Oh, yeah, it started out with beautiful pink and red, and then it moved into orange, and finally just brilliant yellow, and it just got better and better.
All right. Well, that sounds like that's a good sales pitch for getting up to see the sunrise.
Right.
even if I get up, I don't see it, though, because I live in the forest. So something about those trees that kind of make it so you don't see. So, but I'm glad you guys were there to watch it for us.
Yeah.
All right, so we've got a lot to cover here this morning before we get to open phone lines for Dr. Nels to start the entourage of free remote bioenergetic synchronization technique treatments, and that, of course, is what we're up to today. It's a best Sunday on Animal World, and we will open phone lines just as soon as we can, probably after the first advertising break that we do. And it is also a special day. And before I go into any more details, I want to Welcome and say, of course, in the Moodlit studio would be our head call screener, Kathy Southwick is here. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning. Hello.
And it's so delightful to have you here, and it's a special day today because the first Sunday of February, Mike, is...
Ooh, music too.
Hey, everybody. Kathy has been 4 years.
Can you believe it?
Four years here on Animal World.
Hooray.
As of today. I mean, and, you know, I guess time flies when you're having a good time. It's just amazing to think that it's been 4 years already.
I know. But, it's gone by fast.
But there's a part of me feels like I've known you forever, but then it seems like, gosh, it can't have been that long, but...
Yeah. Well, thank you.
Anyway,
that was nice. Thanks, Mike.
I want to thank you for 4 years of great service to Animal World and the animals. And I decided to do it today, and because of the 4 year anniversary, not only is Kathy now our head call screener, but she has earned a new title
as well.
Yeah. Well, but sometimes we have more than one. You just happen to be head of one now. But she
head
is our head call screener. But after 4 years of great service, and she's helping me more and more with show ideas and lining up guests and all of that. So she is now officially an associate producer for Animal World.
Wow.
So, Kathy Southwick,
yeah.
Associate producer. And lead call screener.
Yay!
Woohoo! All right. Isn't that
Thank
a fun
you.
Way to, that's a fun way to start out, isn't it? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right. Well, and thank you. We cannot say enough wonderful things about you and how much you are appreciated. And I am glad to have the opportunity to say it officially.
And she gives a good hug, too.
Yeah, okay. That's right. You got a hug right off the bat this morning.
Well, Dr. Nails, I learned from the best. Heart to heart, right?
That's right.
All right.
Thank you, Martha.
You're welcome. Thank you. Now, we are going to, like I said, open phone lines as soon as we can, and that is our function for the day is... And Dr. Nails can, as a bioenergetic synchronization technique practitioner, can do his treatments remotely as well as in person. So it doesn't matter where you are. There's no issue with distance. And you'll be able to call in, and Dr. Nails can help you with your animal friends. You can address behavioral or physical medical stuff. For humans, as well as one of the things I really appreciate when you come to work with me and my animals every month is that you also do your kind of version of best kinesiology type stuff to test compatibility with supplements or foods or sensitivities and dosages and all that sort of stuff. And I find that very helpful. And you can do that as well for callers today. And at some point today, we'll also be doing our Missing Link giveaway. And that means the wonderful Missing Link supplement. I get such phenomenal rave reviews about it all the time. And it is a great supplement. It's a powder supplement you put in your animal friend's food. There are formulas for dogs, cats, birds, chickens, horses, and even a formula for, you know, little house critters like bunnies, rabbits, hamsters, that sort of thing. That's the wellness blend. So at some point, we'll give you the phone numbers and the Missing Link word or words of the day, and then you give us a call and tell Kathy what version of Missing Link you'd like sent to your front door. And current events, I've got to remember to do it this week, Mike, because there's new stuff on current events. We'll shoot for about 10:50 today on that. And just a little bit of follow-up, I have a Dr. Bill report for you on the canine flu, because we talked to him about it on air 2 weeks ago, so I wanted to update you on that. And then I've got another little new something to start. So I'd say before we get into the follow-up and reports, we should officially start the show, which we do by invoking and honoring the presence of the saint that's been guiding my work with the animals for so many years. That, of course, would be St. Francis. I have a couple little St. Francis prayers we do here. One, a short one for our animal friends, a little longer one for us humans. And then I've got another special thing that we're going to start today that I'll tell you about. So let's go ahead and get official here. This is the prayer to St. Francis for our animal friends. Good St. Francis, you loved all of God's creatures. To you, they were your brothers and sisters. Help us to follow your example of treating every living thing with kindness. St. Francis, patron saint of animals, watch over our animal friends and keep our companions safe and healthy. And then for us humans, it's the St. Francis of Assisi peace prayer. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. And where there is darkness, light. Where there is sadness, joy. O divine master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Om, peace, amen. We are now official. All right, now, going to add, I'm adding a new little ritual to our morning get started here on Animal World that has spiritual significance as well. And this is coming from my spiritual family, the Ananda Group and the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga and self-realization and all that good stuff. And this is something that we've been asked to do, and I thought I would just kind of read you the background of what this is all about so you guys will understand. Then you can decide whether you want to participate with me or not. And this is coming from Jyotish and Davy Novak, who are the worldwide spiritual directors of Ananda Worldwide. And they have announced a new peace initiative for all of us. And all members, centers, and communities are invited for this new year to take up a prayer affirmation practice as a way for us to stand up for peace in a troubled in a world troubled by uncertainty, violence, and disharmony. The prayer affirmation is Yogananda's peace and harmony prayer. Yogananda wrote this and suggests that it be done personally to overcome disharmony and conflict with a specific individual, but it has now been adapted for more universal use. If you feel in tune and inspired with this, the suggestion is to repeat this whole process 5 times a day, in group or private, as your circumstances dictate. Now, it goes like this. They also are encouraging, and this is just really good information. The suggestion is not the end of the story. We should look for other ways to be bearers of peace in this world, from participation in interfaith gatherings, to be a voice in your home, workplace, or school, expressing the sincere desire for peace and harmony. One need not politicize one's views or take sides, for who can say what the karma of nations and people and the divine will may be? Evil can produce good, and good without God is short-lived. So they're asking for our help, and this is what it is. You, for 1 minute, repeat this phrase, which is 12 repetitions, and the phrase is, Lord, fill this world with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. You repeat that 12 times. Then you repeat this phrase for 3 times, Lord, fill me with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. Now, if you just kind of feel the energy with that, can you imagine hundreds, thousands of like-minded spiritual beings around the planet repeating this, going through this ritual 5 times a day? It has great power. Thought does direct energy. Energy follows thought. Thought magnifies and intensifies energy. The recommendation is to do the whole ritual 5 times a day. But even if you can only do it once, that's great. Even if you only do it on Sunday mornings here on Animal World, that's great too. So we're going to do an abbreviated version here on Animal World. But even when you do the whole thing, it only takes a minute and a half. I will repeat the phrase, Lord, fill this world with peace and harmony, 3 times, and then we'll do the Lord, fill me three times. And we're going to do this every Sunday morning so you can get in the habit. Now, if you feel inclined and want to join in, then as I say the phrase, please say it out loud with me. If you're not in a place where you can repeat it out loud, you can say it silently in your mind. But just if you feel so inclined, because, you know, there is that 100th monkeys thing. When enough individuals on the planet get it, it's a major awakening for everybody. Did that make sense, Dr. Nils?
That makes sense.
Okay. All right. So here we go. Just repeat it along with me. Lord, fill this world with peace and harmony. Peace and harmony. Lord, fill this world with peace and harmony. Peace and harmony. Lord, fill this world with peace and harmony. Peace and harmony. Now the second phrase, Lord, fill me with peace and harmony. Peace and harmony. Lord, fill me with peace and harmony. Peace and harmony. Lord, fill me with peace and harmony. Peace and harmony.
Harmony.
Om, peace, amen. All right.
All right.
All right, that feels good to me.
Well, and you know, on the subject of peace and harmony, it's important, I think, to throughout your day, as you go through your day and you think about people who push your buttons and get you upset.
Right.
Is to try to come up with a new way of thinking about them so that it reflects the peace and harmony in you. Oh. There's no peace and harmony in you if you're judging somebody to be a stupid fool.
Oh, this is true. That's true. You know, and what goes around comes around. That's why I read you, the kind of the background with this, that this is Yogananda's peace and harmony prayer. And what he created this for is when you have disharmony with another individual, the original use of this was, say Dr. Nils and I were having a dispute of some kind.
Yeah.
Then I would, on my own, I would be repeating, Lord, fill Dr. Nils with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. And you repeat that three times. And then fill me with peace and harmony, peace and harmony.
Yes.
And it energetically does help shift the vibration of the relationship and allow you then to move in to peace and harmony with one another.
Right.
So you're right in line. Look at how in tune are you. Woohoo. Mm-hmm.
I try to work my life that way because I spent too much time earlier in my life thinking, you know, these people are nuts or crazy or bad. And then I got to thinking, you know, from their perspective, they're fine. Everybody else is goofy.
Exactly. Exactly. Okay. Let us move on then. We have a follow-up 2 weeks ago, if you missed the discussion. The Animal World Show 2 Sundays ago, you can go to MarthaNorwalk.com, click on the audio archive link in the bottom of the homepage, and you could listen to the first hour of the show on the 24th of January, I believe, because last week was the 31st. Yeah, 24th of January. That Dr. Bill was on from 9:30 to 10, and we were Dr. Bill Burlingame from Burlingame Veterinary Consulting, and our Animal World vet was on the line with us to discuss this new canine flu that's going around the country, and we'd had a case or so here in the local Greater Seattle area that was traced back to one of the states that has the flu. And he advised us to be a little cautious about where you're going with your dogs and so forth. Wait a couple of weeks to see, are there going to be any more cases out here and all of that before you get all, you know, concerned and think about doing the vaccines. I went on record saying that I am not going to vaccinate my dog, Robbie, that I am, of course, going to keep him on Dr. Bill's immune support. So Robbie does take the immune tabs, and Dr. Bill gave me on the air a process that a couple of days before his agility class, because that's when I take him out in public and he's around other dogs. The thing with this canine flu is that dogs are contagious before they actually show symptoms. So that was the concern. And so I have just been giving him doubling his dose of the immune tabs a couple of days before class, just so his immune system is really revved. to deal with this. And I still recommend, without question, to get your dogs on the veterinary immune tabs, which you can get from Dr. Bill, and you can check it out on Burlingame Veterinary Consulting on Facebook. That's where he posts all the stuff. Burlingame is B-U-R, Burlingame Veterinary Consultants. Consulting, Burlingame Veterinary Consulting on Facebook, and you can get all the latest stuff and how to get what you need. But here his report to me. I shot him an email to find out what his report now is because we're 2 weeks down the line. And he says, attended a meeting Thursday night about canine infectious respiratory disease. That's apparently what it's now being called, okay? Canine infectious respiratory disease with about 30 veterinarians. No one mentioned anything about new cases, and I haven't heard otherwise. So it would appear that at this point that the flu that was brought in from a dog that was in Georgia or a state that has the flu, it was contained, and we're not seeing the cases pop up all over the place, which is really,
that's
really good.
Nice. Yeah.
Yeah. Now, it's probably only a matter of time until it makes its way all around the country because it's fairly contagious and dogs are contagious before they have symptoms and all of that, and it's in a number of states at this point. But at least the first time it was brought into our state, it looks like we've squelched it. But it's a great, great reason to get your animals on good immune support and know that if they're on the immune tabs or the immune chews that you get from Dr. Bill, that their response to vaccine is 400% greater. So if you're going to do the vaccines, you definitely want your animals on the immune support prior or at the same time, at least starting when you do the vaccine, because Dr. Bill said they only even have to be on it for a day or two before you give the vaccine for it to really boost the effects. So there you go. I, of course, have elected not to do the vaccines and just do the immune support, keep Robbie healthy, and that way, if he is exposed, he's likely not to get it, and if he does, it won't be nearly as severe as it would be without the immune support. So, there you go. And the all of the animals in the news, and especially all the good news about animals and the entertaining stuff about animals, I've posted all of that on the Animal World Facebook page. So check Martha Norwalk's Animal World. But at Carlene's request, because she called in 2 weeks ago and said, you know, will you please alert us about the big news things on the air if we can't do Facebook and so forth. So for Carlene, and unless you've been under a rock somewhere, you probably know about this, but one of our beloved Woodland Park Zoo elephants, who, you know, was spirited out of here and shipped off to the Oklahoma Zoo, much to the disappointment of me and many others who wanted them to be transferred to a sanctuary. Chai passed away suddenly at the Oklahoma City Zoo. Was last a week ago yesterday, a week ago Saturday, just gone. And very, very sad. We still don't know, as far as I know, that the cause of death. They don't have the postpartum, but they couldn't really find anything to start with. So
yeah, that's
waiting.
What I heard the initial result was. It just seemed like there was no pathology involved.
Yeah, I of course know what I've received communication-wise and with the other two very gifted communicators that I work with, and we all confirm that basically she died of a broken heart.
Yeah.
And I will tell you, with every cell of my being, I know that if Bamboo and Chai had been transferred to one of the accredited sanctuaries in this country, they would now be thriving.
Yes.
It is a black and white situation. And I just want to let you know that you definitely want to be here. If you care about the elephants, be here next Sunday. We will have a shorter show again because, Mike, we've got we're out at 11:30 today, but then we're out at 10:30 next week and the following week. And this is due to basketball, is it not?
Correct.
Yeah. So
University of Washington women's basketball.
Yeah. They're doing really well, aren't they? Or is it just
they stumbled the other night, but they're doing better than what most expected.
Oh, okay. So we will be airing their game today starting at 11:30, and then for the next two
game, actually the game starts at noon. Pregame at 11:30.
Pregame at 11:30.
And they're taking on Oregon. It's a home game at Heck Ed.
Oh, okay. Home game, Heck Ed. Starts at noon here on Alternative Talk, 11:50 a.m. KKNW. And next week we will be here, a very short show from 9 to 10:30. But it's going to be special because it's Valentine's Day, and in that hour and a half, we are going to be sharing our love for the elephants and honoring the elephants. From Friends of Woodland Park Zoo elephants, Aline Fortgang will join Kathy and I, and we'll update you on what we know concretely, you know, about Chai's passing by then and all of that. We'll also be talking about my concerns for Bamboo and what happens from here, and animals and elephants in general. So I hope you'll join us next week. We're going to do a little tribute show to our elephants, Bamboo and Chai, and elephants in general. So there you go. All right. Let's open up phone lines, and if you would like a free remote assessment and treatment from Dr. Nels Rasmussen, our bioenergetic synchronization technique guy is in the house, and we are ready to roll. So we're going to take care of our advertisers and sponsors. In the meantime, you can pick up your phone and get in line. Local number, 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. And toll-free is 1-888-298-5569. That's 888-298-5569. And you can shoot us an email while we're on the air to animalworldlive@hotmail.com. Now, stay right where you are. Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Urine contamination is a common and stubborn problem. Conventional cleaning methods are not the answer. Anti-Icky Poo works quickly and naturally, and it's my all-time absolute favorite odor neutralizer. This unique bacteria enzyme solution converts the waste directly into carbon dioxide, a safe and odorless gas found in everyday clean air. Ask your vet for Anti-Icky Poo or call 1-800-745-1671. Anti-Icky Poo, it's a serious product with a funny name that really works, especially on cat urine. 1-800-745-1671.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping, or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
No shirt, no shoes, no problem. Come as you are. Alternative Talk, 11:50 a.m.
Hey, y'all, Martha Norwalk, and thank you for spending your Sunday morning with us here on Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, normally 9 a.m. to noon. Today, we're here until 11:30. We've got full phone lines now for Dr. Nels, but when we end a call, you'll know that's time to pick up your phone and give a call. So You can get a treatment today. I just wanted to follow up on, you heard about the Nupro supplements. Great supplements for dogs, cats, and ferrets. Check them out, www.nuprosupplements, N-U-P-R-O, nuprosupplements.com. And then, of course, my favorite odor neutralizer, and I always say, especially on cat urine, anti-icky poo. Great story to tell you. In fact, I think she may be even calling in today, but I've been working with a gal in California, just like you got a client down in California, Dr. Yeah. Nels. When working with a client with a cat with long-term inappropriate urination, has been peeing on a couch, basically. And when I was doing the phone session with her, and she said, you know, I've tried everything. I can't get the odor. I'm going to have to replace the couch at some point. And I said, oh, wait a minute. Don't do that. You get online and find out where you can get anti-icky poo. And she checked out, oh, lots of places I can get it. So off she went. She got anti-icky poo. When I talked to her yesterday, she said, huh, it's worked. It's great.
Wow.
Yeah, so great stuff. So don't give up on your carpet. Don't give up on furniture. If it's been peed on, anti-icky poo is the best. So check it out. If you go to MarthaNorwalk.com, on the homepage, a link will flash that says anti-icky poo, and they've got a store locator and so forth on their website, so you can check that out and find out. A lot of veterinarians carry it, a lot of pet stores, but it is better than any other odor neutralizer I've ever found. It really is the best. All righty then. I believe we are good to go. Are you ready to head to the phones?
I am ready.
All right, so we are going to head up to Everett first and welcome Connie. Good morning, Connie. Connie, welcome to Animal World. You're live with Dr. Nels.
Oh, excellent. Thanks so much for taking my call.
Oh, you're my pleasure.
Hi, Connie.
Hi.
So you're calling about, now, of course, you know, I saw you a few weeks ago with
your
standard poodle, Sophie.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us a little bit about Sophie.
Sophie is 7. She is now on Dr. Bill's immune tab.
Yay!
Yay! And I'm really happy about that, too. She is an entirely different dog now, Martha.
Oh, wonderful.
It's just amazing.
You mean since Aunt Martha came in and waved her magic wand?
She did. She did. And now Sophie's calm and cool, and she knows what I want her to do.
All right, and I think
she didn't know.
Yeah. She didn't know she was supposed to be quiet. And,
no, she didn't.
And it's really, yours is an amazing story because she's what, 7 years old, and you have really not been able to enjoy life with your dog the way you wanted to, because you would take her out in public, and she's not aggressive. She's a friendly dog, but she would bark in excitement.
Yes.
At everybody and everything.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And now that's all been resolved.
Yes.
And I thought it would be a good idea to have you call in and let Dr. Nels tune in, because with such a long history of problems, and I think there was something in her past, too, that I thought might have stuck her in the freeze-flight thing.
Yeah.
And that now that we've shifted her behavior so much, I think she needs an energetic reboot, Dr. Nels.
Right, but I can check on that. But what I'd like to know is, because mm-hmm. I've known several standard poodles in my life.
And she's chocolate, by the way.
And that's what I wanted to know.
Ah, color,
because
chocolate.
My visualization process, it just helps me to know.
She does have one medical problem.
Oh yes, and
She was diagnosed with a UTI about a year and a half ago.
Oh, that's right.
She's on a very mild dose of Proen.
That's because she gets leaky urine.
Well, yeah, it's never enough. She catches it before it's on any furniture. It isn't that frequently.
Okay.
Maybe 2 or 3 times a week that I see.
Okay.
And I use wipes on her, and she likes me to use them.
Well, now I'm remembering. I wanted to know, Dr. Nels, you know, because a lot of spayed female dogs will have problems with
right.
Sphincter control and leaky urine.
Yes.
Is that a problem that you've found?
I have helped that many times with animals and people.
Animals and humans.
Oh, yes.
Wow.
Yay. Okay. Yeah. So if humans out there are animals, if you're having that problem,
yeah.
Dr. Nels can help.
How interesting, because I don't, Martha, I think you said that nobody'd called in about this yet.
Yeah, no, I hadn't remembered us talking yeah. about it before on the air, which is why I wanted to mention uh-huh. it for sure, because are you aware of cases, Dr. Nels, where dogs have been on medication? Have they been able to stop the medication and so forth after you've treated them?
You know, I can't recall if that was a case in any of the ones I've helped. I just had, you know, people saying, usually they had some other issue and that.
And that,
yeah,
okay.
And it got better as, you know, we got them, the animal better. But I did have, I remember I had one wolf that was, it was an older wolf female, and she was having a problem, and that was the reason, was to have me over and see what I could do, and yeah, she got better.
Hey, cool.
Yeah,
cool.
So I found some reset points for Sophie.
I can see you're already working on Sophie. Yeah, so tell us what's going on.
So I'm working on the basic reset points, although it's a little bit interesting in that the one that's down in the lower back area is up a little higher than usual, more in what I would call the kidney zone.
Mm-hmm.
So that'll be interesting to see if that kidney zone point is related, or the only way we'll know is, does she stop?
Yeah, see.
So,
mm-hmm.
Well, I'm starting to get some good pulses going here now, so that's good. We're making a change, and there it goes. So now we have a good, solid, steady beat. That was on the right side. I'll check on the left here.
And, usually when you're treating, you do 2 points on one side, and then you do similar points on the other side.
And we're finding that here. It's a mirror image on the other side. Sometimes they're imbalanced in a way. It's close, but not a mirror. Today we get a mirror.
And you must have. Connie didn't register that you needed to work on her first. That's good.
Yeah, Sophie came up as what I needed to do the work with.
Excellent.
Right.
Excellent. Well, sometimes not everybody gets off the hook, Connie, because sometimes got to work on you first before we go to the animal.
I'd be happy.
Yeah. So.
All right, there we're getting good pulses on this set. I'll see if there's something else that needs to be done here. There is something.
And Dr. Nels is checking.
A little lower, okay. So we're going to stick with the side of the neck and then down in the lumbar spine, which is more typical of the basic reset points. We're back to the right side for that.
So you don't always know what it is you're addressing when you do. You just intuit what.
Yeah, I'm finding where the energy flow and communication channels have been blocked or interfered with in some way, and this is designed essentially. I'm temporarily being a jumper cable to reestablish that communication, so then the brain makes the connection and starts taking care of it on its own.
Gotcha.
And that's, now we're getting good pulses on this one. And we'll check the other side. Yep, we need to do the other side the same way again. So we're back to the left and down about the middle third lumbar area. And in this case, about the fourth cervical.
And what you're doing, and this is the way, if you work on someone in person, you're just using one finger on each point.
Right, and it's light contact. It's no more, the contact is simply there to give a little bit of sensory input, and that's why I like doing hands-on a little bit more than over the phone or on the radio, is that there's that tactical information that comes in through the senses, that we're making great energy connections right now, and you can do that from anywhere. But that little bit of sensory information to the brain is like the icing on the cake.
So, for all of you that are listening, we've had a number of cases, particularly with behavioral stuff that's been acute, that they've called in and just done one remote session here on the radio with Dr. Nels, and the behavior shifted or whatever it was, the physical thing is gone.
Yeah.
But there are others that sometimes need additionally an in-person treatment, or need a series of treatments to get.
Right. I think it's important that people should understand that most healing, whatever you do, almost doesn't matter. It is really a process and not an event. It's something that takes time for the healing to take place. We can make some energetic changes right here in the air, and that's great. And sometimes you'll see overnight things happen. But in the long run, for the ultimate health of the animal, usually there's more than just one little thing that needs to happen, and it needs to become part of a process of recovery and healing.
Would you recommend a hands-on with her?
You know, I think I would, but let's tell you what. You can go to my website.
Right.
Have you been there?
I have.
Okay. And you can contact me through my email and let me know what's going on. I'd be happy to, you know, check up with you. And if, like, everything just got better, well, that's fantastic. Every once in a while, we hit a home run.
So. Yeah, and then you tend to be very intuitive and can let whether it needs to be ongoing or it's a one-time thing.
Right, right.
Now, for everybody else, Dr. Nell's website is www.nells, N-E-L-S, healingministry.com, nellshealingministry.com. And then are you talking about her clicking on the healing packages and then,
well,
doing the email assessment thing?
You can do, yeah, you can do that. But in this case, we already have some communication going. So what I do is just, you know, she could just send me an email.
Shoot an email through your website.
Right. There, she'll find an email there. It's over on the sidebar or in the contact us page.
Excellent.
Right.
And let's see. I had another thought briefly there. But for other people who maybe don't want to call in right now, mm-hmm. and they, you know, have other things going on, they can go to the Healing Packages page and then scroll down to the Animal Assessment Questionnaire and take that, and then that would alert me as to what's going on, and I would send them an email back and begin a dialogue.
Excellent. And that, and you, and that's a free evaluation. So.
Right, absolutely.
All right, Connie.
Okay, I have one other question about possible follow-up with her.
Sure.
Is it necessary to do a whole package, or maybe the possibility? Because I don't know if it's in my budget either.
Right. In a case like hers, usually that kind of a problem responds pretty quickly. So it wouldn't necessarily be a 90-day package like a lot of mobility issues are.
Mm-hmm.
Usually, it ends up being a couple sessions.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you're talking about, you know, some of the miraculous cases, the dachshunds, the corgis, the long-bodied dogs,
right.
And there's, you know, video testimonials on your website where paralyzed from the waist down, and then no drugs, no surgery, 4 to 7 treatments of yours, they're up and going again.
Yeah.
Wow.
So
you can't put a price on that.
Yeah. So so more serious physical things can take.
Right.
Longer.
Right.
Some are shorter, and that's why you want to check in by email, Connie, just to let them know what's going on. And that's the good news. It sounds like just maybe, you know, one visit or...
Yeah, usually we'll... I mean, my experience has been with this particular problem that one or two sessions will do the job, or it won't, and you'll know.
Oh, okay.
It
either will or it won't help.
Yeah.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay,
all right,
thank
Connie,
you
keep
so
us
much.
Posted.
All right, that was
thanks
great
for calling
fun.
Animal World.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, let's take one more phone call before we take care of advertisers. Let's go to Seattle and Colby. Good morning, Colby. Welcome back to Animal World.
Hello.
Hello, Colby.
Are you on speakerphone?
I just took you off a speaker. I was washing dishes.
Ah, thank you.
All right.
All right. So we've talked to you on the air a couple of times about your poodle, Nathan.
My Tibetan Terrier poodle schnauzer mix.
Yeah, that's right. Kathy typed in poodle mix, and I just read that. But yeah, and I of course finally got to meet Nathan this last week, and he does look like a terry poo of some kind.
Yeah,
a dark gray color, cute, very cute dog. And
cutest in the world. Are you kidding?
Yes. But we've got extreme separation anxiety with this guy. And you've already, as I understand it, Colby, didn't you? Dr. Nels has worked on.
Yeah, we saw
you guys,
we did
an
in-person session, and we balanced both of them, and then we also did some phone work as well, and doing what we can. So I'm interested, and then of course you're working with Martha.
Yeah. In the meantime, I've been down to do a session, and we kind of rocked Nathan's world in terms of having to learn impulse control and so forth, so we can give him the tools able to control himself, so he doesn't flip his cookies, whenever Colby leaves. And we've had some ramifications from that because he's been doing a lot of clearing and so forth. How's he doing today, Colby?
He's okay. I mean, I think the training that we did or you did really helped, and I've been practicing it with him doing space for 30 minutes, and he's doing good. I think we've made some changes.
Excellent.
And I keep him in the crate at night, and I keep him in the crate in the bedroom while I'm in the living room during the day, and He does that without a fuss.
Excellent.
So I think we're making changes. Since you came over and we did that heavy-duty training, he's been, I don't know if you'd call it constipated or have diarrhea, where he tries to poo, and all that comes out is a few drops of liquid. And
yeah.
This has been going on since Wednesday night. So I think, depending on our call, I may need to take him to the vet tomorrow because he hasn't really gone.
He broke with it was a major release to the energy, you know, we were releasing and had, you know, some diarrhea stuff. And now, but he hasn't had a lot to eat. Have you been able to get the slippery elm in him?
I have. I mean, I give him chicken and I dip it in the slippery elm, and that's as good as, you know, I make a slippery elm salve with marshmallow and I put water in there and then I dip the chicken. That's the only way I get it in. But, you know, I've been hesitant to really let him eat because if he's constipated, I don't want to cause more of a blockage.
He's not constipated.
Oh, he's not. Okay.
No.
So I found some things to balance that'll probably help a little bit too.
Excellent.
So what often happens, especially if he really needed some serious intervention, which he did, it could have got him a little bit screwed up on his fight or flight system. So anyway, we're doing a little
right. That's what I'm thinking. He really
here.
Needed a reboot, and unfortunately, what a lot of especially with rescue dogs and when there's been a lot of trauma or there's serious problems, our hearts are in the right place. But a lot of the advice that Colby was given, in my opinion, as a behavior therapist, is the opposite of what really works. Because when you know, you calm and soothe and sympathize and all of that, when they're, you know, having anxiety problems, you actually are acknowledging, you know, the fear and the anxiety and rewarding
right.
it.
You're
and helping
reinforcing
it,
that behavior.
Reinforcing it and making it worse and seeding it deeper. And so we really changed what is going on, you know, in Nathan's world. Isn't that right, Colby?
Yeah. I mean, it was very shocking. Very shocking to him. And, I'm hoping that he's going to continue to be independent.
Yeah.
And grow in that. I'm hoping that'll work because I need that. I need him to be independent in order.
You have to earn a living. You have to go to work. You have to, you know, you teach
right.
and do all kinds of things, and he can't always go every place with you. Now,
right.
Dr. Nels is still, he's testing here to see if there's anything more. He's
yep.
You're still working.
We found a few more points here. We did two sets on the left, and now we're over to the right side. And it's more of just the resetting the system.
Okay.
It probably
and did
because
you determine
of
that. That Colby is okay at this point, that you didn't need to work on him first?
Well, I haven't really checked that
checked
yet
on
because
yet.
Pretty
okay.
much the this one reached out and grabbed me.
Okay.
I had to get it done. We'll check with Colby again here shortly. Okay, now we're starting to get some good pulses on this set, and I'm sure this is the last one we need to do with Nathan. There we go. Okay, now I do need to do something with you, Colby, so give me a moment here.
Yeah, please do. My stomach's been really...
Well, now, just one thing with Nathan is occurring to me, because we've got Missing Link to give away, and
uh-huh.
he's had inconsistent bowels and that kind of stuff, you know, and the Missing Link is so good for that, but I wanted to have you... Would the
okay.
Missing Link skin and coat... No, you're getting a no.
No, I'm getting a no.
No. Okay. All right. So at least right now, Colby, with what's going on, that's not testing as beneficial for him.
Yeah.
So we won't do that. So
okay,
now you're
Colby,
checking on Colby.
I need to have Colby close his right eye.
Okay. Close your right eye.
Closing my right eye.
Okay. There we go. Good. Just keep it closed. There's going to be something we need to do with that. And focus on the feeling of trust.
Trust.
Okay, and with your right eye closed, look down and to the left and do slow, controlled breathing with a pause at each end of your breath. And you'll be thinking trust and the number six.
Okay, so right eye closed, look down to the left, slow, controlled breathing, thinking trust and the number six.
And we're starting to get the pulses coming in.
Very good.
And there they go. They're synchronizing. Okay, you can open your eye, breathe normally, and then I'll have you close your right eye once more, Colby.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and
oh,
that
that's
worked.
Strong now.
Okay, and that's the only thing I'm picking up here. So it was just a little light tune-up to make sure that both hemispheres were in good communication. That's your brain hemispheres, right and left. And anyway, that will help smooth things out for you. Whether it helps your stomach, who knows? But
okay.
But it will right. help the energy and the energy in the room will be better for you and Nathan for sure.
All right, Colby. So let's see how Nathan responds to this. I will give you a ring when I get home later today, and let's set up our next phone session for tomorrow.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
I really appreciate both of your works.
All right.
Thank you.
You're very welcome, and I'll talk to you later today.
All right. Kisses and hugs.
You
all
too.
Right.
Thanks for calling Animal World. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. We are going to take care of advertisers for the last time in this hour. Remember, it is the most important part of the show because without them, there is no us. So listen, pay attention, support them, thank them. Stay right where you are. And there's one open phone line, and we are taking calls until 1130. So stay with us. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Massage is good for everyone, including your pets. Check out the Northwest School of Animal Massage's exciting new Vashon Island location. The Northwest School of Animal Massage offers a full schedule of classes, including T-Touch, aromatherapy, and manual ligament therapy, plus massage for canines and small and large animal certification. Visit online at nwsam.com for registration details and to enroll online. For more information, call 877-836-3703. That's 877-836-3703. Or check out the Northwest School of Animal Massage on Facebook.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude and Paul Ponton are experts in the field of vibrational alignment and harmonic shifting. They're also co-authors of Acutonics for Dogs and Cats and Acutonics from Galaxies to Cells, Planetary Science, Harmony, and Medicine. They can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude and Paul can work with you remotely, at their office, or on site if you live in the Seattle area. They also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out their website, whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email them at resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
1150kknw.com. It's why they invented the internet. We think. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Hey, y'all, Martha Norwalk, and boy, we're winding down the first hour of this week's edition of Animal World. But we're here until 11:30 today, 9 a.m. to noon, most regularly. But except for this month, we've got basketball stuff going on. And I want to remind you to check out the Northwest School of Animal Massage, particularly if it's a great career working with animals. And they've got a beautiful campus on Vashon Island. And campuses now all over the world. And you don't necessarily have to get to the campuses to get educated because they've got great distance learning via via the internet, and then they've got great classes and stuff just for regular folks, not necessarily if you want a career in massage. So check them out. It's the Northwest School of Animal Massage on Vashon Island, www.nwsam.com. And then be sure and check out our friends Jude and Paul Ponton, Whispering Dragon Center in Seattle. And just so you know, February is Dr. Nails month and Jude and Paul month, and normally they'd be on the second and third Sundays of February. So if you're thinking, what's messed up with the schedule? Well, that's because we got ladies playing basketball coming through the studio, and so we have to make room for them. And so it turned out that the longest shows of February would be the first and the fourth Sundays of February. So Dr. Nels is here today. Jude and Paul Ponton will be here the last Sunday of February. And then we'll have short shows next, you know, Elephants next week, and a short show again the third Sunday of February. So there you go. That's what that's all about. And Dr. Nels, before we get back to the phones, I'm not sure we're going to have time for a call before the top of the hour, but let's see how that goes. Last time you were on, you did a little Facebook contest, and
yes.
You want to do something again today?
Well, yes. For everybody who's listening, I want you to go to my website at www.nelshealingministry.com. That's a way to find on the left side of the homepage. You'll see the Facebook button. Push that, and you can go to my Healing Ministry for Animals Facebook page.
And is that, if they just want to search Facebook?
They can search Facebook and go and search for Healing Ministry for Animals.
Healing Ministry for Animals.
Right.
And then the website is nelshealingministry.com.
Right. At this point, actually, I'll be updating that soon. Anyway. And what I want you to do is go there, and I've got two videos.
Go to Facebook.
At Facebook.
Yep.
Go to the Facebook page. Like my page, please.
Yeah.
And then look at, I have before and after videos of Wheezy, who is in Sacramento. She is a pit bull mix that was paralyzed from the middle half down. And you can see one video is her dragging herself around. The other video is her running around somewhat out of control, but it's incredible to behold the energy of that dog.
And this treatment has been done remotely.
Yeah, that's all been done over the phone with the owners. Essentially, I'm working through their hands.
Cool.
And it's been working really well.
Because doesn't the owner, if I recall, doesn't the owner have like a background in massage or something, or
Andrea has a background in massage, so she's got a little more knowledge of anatomy and can really get her fingers to go right where I want them to, and that's really good. But you know, after a while, I'm sure Brian picked up on it because he was watching her. So they both got it down and were really able to help Wheezy. And
super.
Yeah, I can do that. And what I wanted you to do, people, because I want to have a little contest for a free phone session, either for yourself or an animal.
Ooh.
And
we like that.
Yeah. So what I want you to do is go and look at those videos. And on one of the videos, if you just leave a comment and put KKNW in the comment line and anything else you want, put KKNW.
Just put KKNW.
Right, in the comment line. And that way I'll know that you're commenting from the show, and then we can, I'll have a drawing later, and I will
go to Healing Ministry for Animals on Facebook. See the videos of Wheezy, is it?
Yeah, Wheezy.
Wheezy the dog in California. And then post a comment. And in that comment, put the call letters for the radio station, KKNW. And then Nels will put your name in a hat.
Right.
And somebody will get picked for a free phone session.
And the one who gets picked, I will message you back saying, hey, it's you. You get the free session.
Yay.
And
how
the
fun.
Difference between a phone session and what I do here on the air is a phone session usually lasts close to a half an hour, 20-25 minutes. You know, it takes a while to get through the whole session. Here I'm picking up on the biggest, it's like the highest priority items.
Yeah, because this is the radio version.
Right.
Which she's got kind of, you know, if we spend a half an hour with everybody, you know, we wouldn't be able to handle all of it. So, this is the radio version, but when you do a phone session, remote session, Ordinarily, it takes about 30 minutes to go through everything.
Yeah.
So that's a lot to do. All right, we have got one phone line open for you. You can grab if you like. Local number 425-373-5527. Toll free is 888-298-5569. Emails animalworldlive@hotmail.com. We are going to close out hour number one, fire up hour number two, and then we are going to get right back to the phones. So hold on to your phone lines. Judy and Monroe, you're next. And then we head to Beverly Hills.
All right.
And then we're coming back to Bellevue. So stay right where you are, everybody. Animal World continues straight ahead. We're here till 11:30 today, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.